scumbag?
40 Farms.
What's your name, scumbag?
yo, I'm your boy K-Stucky76.
We are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get the Scumbag News here Wednesday. All podcast platforms, be sure to give us a like, share, follow, hit a five-star rating. Be sure to catch the Scumbag Lounge or Dollar Radio online on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at the Scumbag Lounge at Gmail. What up, Sly?
What up, dude?
Not much. Back in the studio.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, a lot happened since we've been gone.
Shit.
So we were playing catch up a whole lot this episode. So man, y'all bear with us.
Yeah, man. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah, man. First we get started, I'd like to do a birthday shout out to Cuz Be Easy for the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. Y'all make sure to check them out. Also, I'd like to welcome my new niece to the world, Savannah.
Yo.
So a lot been going on, man. A lot been going on.
Oh, man.
In my life.
Yeah.
We about ready for this damn fantasy football, Scumbag Lounge Fantasy Football League Draft, which is coming up about 2 weeks.
Man, get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, get your popcorn ready. So one thing we're going to try to do this year also, man, last year we didn't really get weekly updates on what's going on in the league. So I think this year we're going to try to incorporate that into the show. Weekly updates for some of your favorite people. You know, we got Yusef in the building from Relationship Status, and our boy Q and my boy Herman, Many Face God, and Coop, and a host of others in the league this year. So
we got the band back together.
Yeah.
We'll run it back, see what happens.
Yeah, man. So you got anything you want?
I would say congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Michael and Norma Jones, man. They jumped the broom yesterday down in Savannah, man. So,
man, congratulations.
Congratulations to them, and it was a nice ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got a chance to see Chill Will?
No, I ain't get a chance to see Will, man.
Oh, no.
I had to catch up with Will later on in the season.
Okay.
Try to do something with him on one of these football Sundays, but I didn't get a chance to catch up with Will, man. I had to catch him next time, man.
Okay.
Shout out to Will. Shout out to Will. What's up, Will?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And that's about it, bro. Hey, let's get to it, man.
Well, since it's been gone, man, we had the 1 year anniversary of the Montgomery Brawl, which was big news last year. This time, you did anything to celebrate?
I ran it back. I ran it back. It was it did go, with the internet now, how the internet goes.
Mm-hmm,
but it definitely was getting, it was trending for the time it needed to trend, and then everybody moved on. So, I saw people riding around with chairs on their cars and all kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
And fold up chairs on their cars.
Oh, wow.
On the tie of their trunk, on the hood of the car, chair and stuff, man. Boy, I tell you, only us, boy.
Yeah,
it'll be us sometime.
I saw it all over social media, man. It was all over the place.
And you were running it back. Y'all must have forgot. Start slapping people in their back with chairs out here.
So that was good to see.
It was funny.
Yeah,
it was
a little moment for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. The lesson don't change, man.
Yeah,
leave people alone, man.
Yeah.
Leave people alone on their job, man. Man,
the infamous hat throw.
Yeah, toss that hat. It was game time then. It was go time, say in the streets, go time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was shout out to the young man that swam across the bay.
Yeah,
and got in the fray.
Mm-hmm. It was good to see, man. Just a little moment in history that I think go.
Yeah, it's gonna always run it. We're gonna run back every year, man.
Yeah,
run it back every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of this stuff been going on in the political world over the last few weeks. I know we hit a lot of political talk, but it just won't stop.
Yeah, you can't help it, man. Yeah. I mean, the damn content is just, it's every day.
Yeah.
It's every day now. So you can't help but see it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you be like, I'm kind of off of the the Trump foolery, you know, I'm just off of yeah. it's right back in your face.
Yeah.
And it's something to be said that'll piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
So then you respond, you comment. Well, I know I do.
Yeah.
So I respond and comment. And so them pages, you know, them people that, you know, support the foolery, I be on their ass too.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, man, I mean, it's a number of things you could just talk about. It's too much to just talk about in one show.
Yeah. But we're gonna try to cover a little bit of it.
Yeah, we can touch a few. What's up?
Eddie Griffin. No, Eddie Griffin chimed in on Kamala Harris this week.
Yeah, I think he's a coon. I didn't like what Eddie had to say.
I didn't like it either.
It is just because of him being, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we don't need, or the world don't need to hear you, Eddie Griffin, talk about a black woman, like, you know, you don't like what she, you know, you don't like the policy, talk about the policies.
Yeah.
But no personal attacks ain't called for, man. Because you got a little platform and you know.
What is his platform?
He got a little podcast, a little platform, whatever.
Oh, really?
I mean, what he was talking on.
Yeah.
A little YouTube or something.
I didn't know he had something going on to the Kamala thing.
Well, I seen him, you know, somebody post a couple, I see where people have posted a couple of things he done said, controversial things he done said about.
Right.
It's that and the third, but. We don't care what Eddie Griffin thinks about, you know, Vice President Harris, bro. Like, where was you at when all this other shit was going on?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're just an old dude that still think he somebody with a microphone.
Mm.
I mean, I could deal without that.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on
it? Pretty much similar to yours, man. I just don't get it. All the Kamala bashing and where he coming from. And basically, you know, it kind of sound like he had more of an issue with Kamala being in an interracial marriage. Kind of like that Dr. Umar type of shit going on.
That don't stop you from doing your job.
Nah.
So if you got a credential to do your job, I don't care who you married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's... But you say that about her, but won't jump on Candace Owens' ass.
No.
But, you know, you ain't got no smoke for her, though. Mm-mm. And she just out of pocket and ignorant is all.
Yeah.
Get out.
Get out, yeah.
So, Eddie Griffin, man, you can go to hell.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, and then Ricky Smiley and D.L. Hewley, they kind of, you know, they share their thoughts on Kamala Harris. And a lot of the thoughts they was having was based on people like Eddie Griffin coming at them.
Yeah, I saw Kamala a little bit like of that. Like y'all need to stop with the foolery.
Yeah.
You know, not only is she, she black to me. I don't care what, I don't care. All right, she's been identifying as black. It ain't no need to question her blackness now.
Yeah,
her whole life. Mm. Now whether she half black or whatever, we already know how that go.
Yeah.
Anything black in it is black.
Right.
Your ass checking the black box off on the damn thing. That's just it, man.
That's the way it always been.
So that's it. Why so change it now? Yeah, why move the goalpost now?
Right, exactly.
Because you want to be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't trying to hear none of that shit.
None of it.
And but you got a few. You know you're gonna have a few of them crabs in the bottom of that barrel, man.
Yeah.
And he's one of them. And he ain't by himself.
No, not at all.
Now what I did, like I saw, I don't know if you was tracking this story, the CNN thing real quick. When the Republican representative from South Carolina was on a Mace.
Oh yeah, Mace, yeah.
And they died on her ass because she wouldn't call the lady name correct.
Right. Yeah, like, what
just all about? Out, just being ignorant, man.
Yeah.
See, that's the type of shit I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
See, I mean, if you don't like what she's representing, fine, but
right,
you're telling you clearly you that's not how you say her name.
Not at all.
And you repeatedly. Just saying the lady's name wrong just to be ignorant.
I would have been ignorant long.
I would have been right. Oh, man. Meet them where they at.
I would have said I would have been calling her name wrong the whole segment.
Yeah. They'd have cut the commercial many times on me.
I would have called that bitch like 6 days.
Yeah. Before the right name came out.
Yeah, right.
Something. I'd have been called all kind of shit. She'd be shitting with me.
Remember my last day on FCNN?
Yeah, no, they'd have never called me back.
They would never call me back.
You know, my river did. They'd have just gave me, sent me a letter. Send me my last check at 11. We don't want you back on the premise.
At all.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What about Kyle, man? Kyle Rittenhouse.
He jumped back.
Or the pressure got too hot.
Pressure, bro.
Kyle
ain't last 24 hours on the other side.
Yo, weak ass.
He ain't last 24 hours. he cut the line. He broke ranks.
Yeah, he broke.
Broke rank, and then,
God damn.
24 hours later, he retracted.
Yo, sorry ass.
Yeah, he retracted a lot of that shit he said, man.
Yeah, get your,
and then after that, where people just start hitting the block button on his ass. So now,
yeah, sit your ass down, man.
Yeah, he jumped across and he thought he was doing something, and then he realized, they turned the heat up on him. They start pulling them fun. He start pulling that money back and you know, that little support. He went back home, man.
You still think you still got some of that money?
Hell yeah, he still getting money. He doing like little talk thing, like going around talking.
Oh, for real?
Nah.
Shit.
Nah.
Damn, that nigga. Man, fuck that. Trump said his damn crowd's bigger than MLK.
Somebody should have slapped the fuck out of him for saying that. Like, you know, like the shit like that. See, this is where I have to like take a moment. This is when I be want to take a moment to not be on the political shit.
Yeah.
And then shit like this happens.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Shit like what?
Motherfuckers say, my crowds are big. They bigger than Martin Luther King crowd he had out there. I had a dream speech. Man, you crazy?
Yeah.
You at this point now, bro, your rambling has got so far out of control now that they can't wheel you back. Like the Republicans, they can't bring you back in, bro. You too far today.
I know his people in the back slapping their damn face.
I mean, them people.
Side. Damn.
Well, how the thing go? Damn.
Why the fuck you said something like that? MLK.
We got to clean this thing up.
This nigga comparing himself to MLK.
Man, see, this is what I'm saying. Like, you can't help it, man.
But then, like, I was watching the video. The nigga said, people waiting 2, 3, 4 days sleeping outside waiting for me to get to the speech. They're paying that damn crowd, that nigga.
They paying that crowd, man. I'm over there like damn Young Gun softball game back 1995. five people sitting there. Yeah. And you see a whole section empty.
A whole section empty.
And then you saw more and more of them cats starting to walk out, man.
Yeah.
They showing them.
That's what I'm saying, man.
They leaving, man, because they like, bro, you still ain't talking about what you could do to help us. You like throwing insults.
Yeah.
We want to go to, you know, tell your mama jokes. We can do that somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, your mama jokes and all. We what you going to do? Put some money in our pockets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
What policies you going to do besides this 2025 bullshit?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, what you got going on, bro? Nobody want to talk about you. That fucks like he looked better than her.
Yeah, he did say that.
I mean, what are we doing, man? This is what y'all want. This is the guy y'all following?
Yeah.
This motherfucker said he looked better.
Yeah, it looked bad. It ain't good when you got more seats than ass. You got more seats than ass at your damn. You got more seats than ass at your bit, boy. You a loser.
You losing bad, bro.
Yeah, man.
Most he plummeting, man. He's off the rails, bro.
Yeah, totally off the rails.
He's off the rails, man. He just say some of the wildest, dumbest shit. And then that thing about the military, though, that was really.
Oh, yeah.
That was really. I don't think, but see, the thing is, man, this motherfucker don't even know the difference. He don't know the difference, bro. Like, he just be rambling this shit out, but he actually don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He just don't fucking know, man.
You think he really don't know?
He don't know. I'm telling you, for you to say some shit like that about the Congressional Medal of Honor is more of an award than the Medal of Honor that goes to, you know, like veterans or somebody who served in combat, who lost their life, you know, like all those things, right? For you to tell me a civilian award like that is higher than that,
mm-hmm.
You got to be out your fucking mind. Even Republicans like that, no. No, even hardcore Republicans like, I mean, that congressional medal could go to anybody. You got to actually do some shit to get that Come on, man. You can't be. Come on, man. Like, he don't even know the difference, yeah. Bro.
I mean, Michael Jordan got one of them. He don't think he did play basketball.
Basketball and sell shoes. Anybody can get one of them, yeah. Man. They give one to somebody every year. Obama give them out. They all give them out.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, Biden got one. Obama gave Biden one or something, man.
Man,
Obama
listen.
Gave Biden one.
Let's go. I'm not saying it's not an achievement award. It's not something you can't be celebrated. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
But it's definitely not.
It's on a higher level.
Yes, man.
That nigga say she got an award and she had to be beat up and shot up.
Yeah, you got to be. Then he was like, you shot up and beat. Like, you know how you sound, man? You know how ignorant that is, man?
Yeah, that nigga crazy.
Yeah, crazy, man. Fucking crazy.
Oh, God.
This motherfucker said beat up, shot up. Don't even know, but, you know, he did call, you know, POW suckers and loot. You know, he called McCain a loser, sucker. Yeah, yeah. He got caught. That was his problem.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. He don't know the deal.
Man. But just a kid wait for a little bit of political news, man. This damn. This motherfucker. Let's talk about this damn. This story. When I first saw the video, I thought this shit was fake. I think, man, you kind of talked about it. You thought it was fake, too. You thought it was a voiceover type shit. But the Amazon employee that gets fired for driving on the sidewalk.
Driving on the damn sidewalk. That shit was funny.
That was one of the best videos all year.
That motherfucker done had enough. That's when you know you done had enough, man. You need to find something else to do, man.
That nigga get dressed for a second job while he was
there. That dude say, y'all say curbside. You want curbside, I'm giving you curbside. I mean, that's a curbside you get to.
That nigga said, how he know I'm going 35?
We got you eyeball me?
How did he know?
Yeah. He had to speed up to catch your ass. That's how he knew. Hey, bro. That dude said, man, I'm not getting back out in that damn traffic.
They say.
That nigga made a hard left.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he had made a hard right when he went down that damn sidewalk. Fuck that. Fuck, it's right there.
They say he got to pivot. Yo.
Yeah, man. You got to do what you got to do, man. We both are, you did it way longer than I have.
Yeah, I did it too. For a while.
Listen, man, I'm all about cutting some corn and getting the box off that truck. All right. I'm all for it.
Right.
I'm all for it. But I ain't riding down the people's sidewalk like that, man. I mean, he's good. And we say gun that shit is good.
He was gunning.
He had that shit to the floor.
And they can say he came in there eating.
He got time to eat.
They say 2 spoonfuls of rice. No water.
He need to find another job. That was the day. That was about the best resignation probably ever on a job. Took the people truck and went down that damn sidewalk. Had them damn package back. They swagging surfing in the back of that damn truck.
They swagging and surfing.
The damn package swagging and surfing in the back of that damn truck. He turned in. He just had enough, bro.
Yeah, he did.
That shit was funny, man.
That nigga,
like you said, I thought it was a voiceover.
Yeah,
too,
I thought
man.
It was. Like, man, this shit real.
This dude here, this legit.
Yeah, this nigga say, he got 4 mouths to feed, 3 of them his own, and 1 his wife, and that would eat like 4.
Well, he was having a day, bro. He better be glad nobody went on that sidewalk. He ain't wouldn't give a damn about that either. He done had enough, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? And he sounds, you know, he's African descent. So
something, yeah.
He, you know, it take a lot for them boys to quit. Them boys work 4 or 5 jobs. It take a lot for them boys to say, fuck it, man. It'll take a lot.
They say he's taking the shit to UPS. He put it already.
He put it already. I'm taking my talents to UPS. This is bullshit. Amazon, well, boy, Amazon. And you know what? Amazon ain't. I haven't seen Amazon put nothing out about that guy. I haven't.
I haven't either, though. That's a good part, though.
I haven't seen Amazon putting nothing out because they probably know they open a can of worms if they was to come out of that guy. But I got a whole bunch of, we feel the same way.
Right. Right.
I've been riding down the sidewalk, too.
Too, see, he riding around in this nonsense van with no AC.
You know what? I've been on that truck with no AC.
Yeah.
That shit is different, though.
Yeah.
Especially when you got to go that long-ass dirt road, you can't close them doors. That damn dust book, that damn dust fly.
Hot box.
You can't close them doors, and you got no air.
Yeah, poor fella, man.
And they give you a fan, a plug-in fan. But when you plug it, the cigarette lighter.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, what the hell you supposed to do that?
Somebody give my man a job, man.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll work good. You just can't leave him out there by himself like that, man.
Some people can't work without supervision.
He didn't want to work alone. He got to work with others. He can't work independently. He got to work as a group. Put them on group projects.
Yeah, man.
So, put them on group projects, man. Cause God, that.
They could kill someone.
You want curbside?
Yeah, that nigga could kill somebody.
That nigga, you want some curbside.
Yeah, man. Damn.
I got your damn curbside.
Man, speaking of damn Candace Owens, I know you brought up earlier. Kanye West was on her show about 2 years ago. And recently there's some interview footage came out from that interview where Kanye says Beyonce needs to let Jay-Z get laid.
Yeah, I saw that, man. So, Kanye, go ahead. What's your question, man?
Why do you think Kanye feels this way about Beyonce and Jay-Z relationship?
I think he low key jealous.
I think so too.
I think he low key jealous. And if we want to be really, really honest about this stuff, man, the last few things Kanye did, them shits ain't hit.
Nah.
Them clothes was a flop.
Nah. Yeah, that's true.
He you know, the Adidas thing, the Yeezy situation was kind of up in the air for a minute.
Yeah. I don't know.
The album he put out.
The Yeezy was his meal ticket, though.
Yeah, they was. Yeah. I mean, people, we feeling, but then he went too far.
Mm-hmm.
And he went too far, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the company is not fucking with him like that. Right, you know? Right. So ain't necessarily us, because we was out here buying $400 Yeezy.
Yeah, they were.
People were buying them. Yeah. So he got too big, you know, felt like he was bigger than Adidas. Like, I don't know what's his problem. Now he out here talking about another man's wife and what another man's wife should be doing and all kinds of shit. He wrong, man.
Yeah.
He totally out of bounds for that. And I know Jay-Z ain't the type of guy. Well, he seemed like he's not the type of guy to confront stuff like this. Like, he need to meet that nigga out in the grass, bro. He need to Will Smith his ass. Yeah. And Crib, keep my wife's name out your mouth, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Because you doing way too much, man. You should not be speaking on any, especially they had like some problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole fight incident and all that. Mm-hmm. Like people speculating on what was going on.
Right, right.
Becky with the good hair and all that. Like, all this stuff was going on. I mean, here you go talking about another man's marriage and situation, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing, bro? I just low key. And you got your wife walking around here with them big, long ass titties she got to hang out every goddamn way. You just tell your wife to put a bra on, man. God damn. You see them long, little titty long as the microphone, man. It's long like a microphone stand, man.
I ain't really paying Shorty no attention.
Showed a picture of the day on Twitter.
Yeah.
Titty's way down here because she can't wear no bra because he want to let her walk around with two strings over her nipples.
Oh,
she
for
just
real?
Walking out, just outside. Titty's out.
Wow.
You ain't seen it?
No.
Man,
no.
Look at Kanye West and his wife, man. He got a mask on. She ain't got no damn bra on, man.
Oh, for real?
He all got a whole mask with two eyes cut out, motherfucker. She out here looking like she got a Flintstone damn dress on. Like she's like Wilma Flintstone out here, man. I'm serious, man. Am I making this up? I'm serious. Matter of fact, go ahead. Talk. I'll pull this shit up today.
Man.
And I pass it to
what,
you. Nigga crazy, man.
Yeah, well, go. You know what? Kanye went too far.
Speaking on
that man, shit, man.
I agree.
And
definitely agree.
Jeezy, I would have a conversation with this nigga.
Now we're gonna fight. Ain't no damn conversation left to have. You been calling my name out too many times and your dumb shit over these years, bro. We gotta square up.
Yeah.
We gotta square up.
And yeah, to the point now to where, you know, where could it be explained other that
you know something? You know something? You ratting the man? I mean, you know something?
I mean,
you,
yeah, man. It's jealous of that man, man. Yeah, he gotta stop, man.
Clearly.
The Jay-Z hate got to stop for you, Kanye.
You the only ones talking on this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And just we think about them. Dame had to sell down his shares of Rockefeller, man.
I think Dame, with all that big money talk and big boss talk, he was, you know, spitting that Charlamagne them on that show that time and all that. You work for somebody. I don't work for nobody. Yeah. That shit come back bite you in the ass, bro.
I think it was he couldn't pay the 800 or something thousand.
He couldn't pay the money, man. He couldn't pay the money. He running, he be out, you know, all that damn high side, man.
Yeah.
That's all that high side.
I try to find this picture with you, with Kanye West on Twitter. I can't even find it.
I'm gonna find it for you because it was just up here.
Yeah. But yeah, I see but that nigga be, well, you know, fuck this nigga got on right here. But anyway, man.
Something wrong with him, man.
What about these boys, where these guys closed out the summer, man? Damn, Nelly, Marcus Jordan.
Man. Nelly went out with a bang, too, man.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Nelly got ecstasy and all. Who's still tell you? Who want ecstasy, man?
Yeah, I ain't heard that
God
shit.
Goddamn, Nelly.
Yeah.
They should have pulled your ass over. You got damn ecstasy in your damn car.
But they say you pull him over for damn his damn, sound like you say some of his car insurance or some shit.
The nigga ain't paid his car insurance?
Trying to say that he either his car was registered or he some car insurance type shit. So now he got pulled.
That's even worse.
This nigga out here got a whole baby about to come in the cover the world.
Yeah, man. You Ashanti and you got things. You out here ride around exit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Right. And fucking Marcus Jordan, this nigga don't give a fuck.
Marcus Jordan is skiing, you hear me? Yes. That motherfucker on the Alps.
This nigga.
This nigga, boy, he's skiing more than damn, what's his name? Lindsey Vonn?
Yeah, this nigga on vacation out there by the pool look like.
Bro, he out there damn railing on too.
Strawberry. That nigga got the Continental Breakfast Rider. People trying to.
He trying to jump.
That nigga just pulled the shit out of his pocket.
He don't give a damn.
No, man. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Nigga, do that shit in your room. Get a room, nigga. No,
like, come on, man. Come on, bro. You just tell.
That nigga.
I'm gonna say, yeah, let me get two sugars with that coffee. Dang. Another thing, too.
God damn.
Hey, I'm up for doing cocaine like he told him my town out
that
there, man.
Black Scarface. Damn.
Scarface Jordan.
That nigga got
there.
That
nigga got there.
That nigga got there. Really lies with a tank top and some jams on.
It's good. Yeah, they damn double barrel and shit too, boy. They double barrel.
God damn.
I mean, then you out there talking that thing, you know, he busts out the coke, boy. He trying to figure out what y'all gonna do today.
Right.
He I don't know, man. What y'all boy wanna do?
I like, what the fuck wrong with this nigga, man? Don't you know your daddy Michael Jordan, nigga?
You can't be outside.
You can't
doing
be outside.
Cocaine.
Like
you can't be outside. Cocaine. You can't be out there, man.
No, man.
You can't be out there like that, man.
God damn. How much of an embarrassment you got to be for your daddy, man? This nigga right here is dope.
Yeah, I mean, you already foul.
Yeah.
So
that Pippin, that, Pippin Shorty.
That Pippin And Lord Pippin Pussy got him on that shit, man.
Lord Pippin Pussy.
Got him on that shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Keep that. Keep that shit away from me.
Yeah, poor fella, he looking bad at him, man. He need an intervention.
Yeah, just somebody should bend, pull him to the side. And I said, yo, what I need y'all to do
is quit
dancing on the dance floor with that young wife. Go get your boy. Go talk to your son.
Go talk to your son.
Go talk to her. Calm down, man. Cause God damn. Keep me outside like that at the breakfast, the continental breakfast, people all around.
That nigga been wild for a while though. You remember the nigga did something in Vegas back at the damn casino. He got locked up. Nigga down running around here with Pippin wife, fucking five times a day. Pippin wife, fucking her five times.
She need to be on something.
Yeah.
That's probably why you need the extra credit, man.
Yeah.
He got to get on something to fuck five times a day.
Yeah. Then the nigga at Hampton Inns railing now, railing coke.
You got to be on something to fuck five times a day, man. All
right. Damn, Slime.
That damn pussy about to kill him. Get your life together.
Get your life together, man.
You don't give a damn. I'm outside too, school.
Outside.
That's a bust that bag over, boy.
Oh, God.
What the fuck about that? Quaalude.
I like Jesus Christ,
bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, he fooled now.
Yeah.
But that's what you do when you high. You do dumb shit when you high now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just do dumb shit.
So what else going on, man?
He's a whole fool, man.
What else going on?
You got you got Mims. A report out in the field. He sent a few things through, man. Chris Jones said he'll pay that $1 million back for that chicken that lady stole, man.
Oh yeah, the chicken lady. Yeah, the chicken lady.
Yeah, that lady about 60 years old, man. She can't do no 9 years, man. That's no goddamn chicken. Y'all might as well go ahead and get a plot. That don't make no damn sense, man. I'll leave that lady alone, man. But how the hell y'all, first off, man, so what's it, $2 a wing? How the hell y'all know she stole fucking $1.5 million for chicken wings, man? How y'all come up with that number? How?
You know, man.
Somebody help me out.
I don't even know.
Because when she started stealing chicken, it was cheap.
Yeah.
You steal $1.5 million for chicken wings, bro?
Yeah.
Who the fuck eat that much chicken?
Where did start serving wings at school, man?
It wasn't when we was in, so it had been 2000. No, so she might have been stealing, she had to be stealing $60,000 a year worth of damn chicken wings to get one. How y'all come up with this number?
Yeah.
And you get lady 9 years off some goddamn chicken?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nine years off of some chicken?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all need to cut y'all off on that one. Fire and that be the end of it.
Yeah.
But after that, you got people steal $1.5 million.
Yeah.
And don't get 9 years, bro. She stole chicken. Drumettes and flats. When y'all get laid 5 fucking years?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. What's her name? What's her name? Gloria? What's her name? I don't know.
The lady name? Yeah. I didn't care. I don't want to call her name wrong.
Yeah, we'll call her name wrong, man.
Yeah, man. Look, yeah. Chris Jones said, look, I'll pay that damn money. I'll give y'all money. Let this lady go home, man, and be a grandma and shit. Right? Yeah, for God from Chief.
Yeah.
He was the first one to say, hey.
Yeah.
I'll pay the goddamn money. Let this lady go home, man.
Right, man.
Shit.
Let's go ahead.
Let her go home so she cook the rest of that damn chicken. For the rest of the, I mean, because they stockpile chicken.
Yeah.
Man, chicken ain't that much, man. They need to cut it out, man. $1.5 million.
They did bust her ass during family reunion season, man.
But that's some scum. What I'm saying is, man, if you catch her with the chicken red handed, that's one thing.
Y'all at least could have got out to Labor Day. You know what I mean? Could
have got. Well, people counting that chicken.
right.
Girl showing up. We know she gonna have. She gonna have chicken.
Right.
It's a variety. Like it was. 9 different flavors of chicken. Ain't that right? All right. We got chicken.
Y'all fuck up somebody
y'all
Labor Day, man.
Fuck up the damn thing, man. Y'all fuck up all the birthday party the rest of this year.
Yeah.
Labor Day anniversary.
Yeah, leave that lady alone, man.
Because she probably hustle that chicken on the side.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At parties and events and stuff people having. Yeah. Right. You can cook that case. Chicken, sure. You can cook that chicken for us.
By the case. Shit.
I'd have stole it too. Damn big head ass children. You can't eat all this damn chicken.
what else out there, Sly? Mills got something else for us?
Yeah, Mills got he got that. He got a the dude from the Brown, the Mike Hall, mm-hmm. the defensive tackle. They beating up with them.
Oh shit.
And then the next day he got injured.
He a rookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, damn.
Now, Sweetie fired some shots at Cardi B.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Mills sent in the said Sweetie calls Cardi B a dry fish.
Why?
And reveals her pussy is too dry. That's why Offset left. That's why Offset cheating.
I don't think Cardi got dry pussy.
I don't believe that either.
She got another baby in there, right?
I don't think Cardi. Ain't nothing wrong with Cardi.
Yeah, she got what, just baby number three?
Baby number three.
Damn.
Ain't nobody skinning their shit back three damn times. I that shit right now.
Nah, I don't think she got no dry pussy.
Sweetie got to go ahead with that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got to go ahead with that. She way off base with that now.
Mm. She got any kids?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Shit, her pussy might be dry there.
It might be.
Yeah.
But boy, I heard Buddy fighting the other day.
Who fought?
YG and her.
Oh, yeah, I saw something.
Didn't they get into some shit? Well, they had to get their ass together, man.
Yeah, I saw something out there. Mm-hmm.
Damn man had to get our ass together.
I think, come on, don't kick Cardi while she down, man.
Don't you let them people bother you.
Yeah.
You let them haters bother you.
She need to,
that thing don't look dry at all.
She do need to put some, music out.
She's pregnant now, shit.
Yeah.
But she got a couple, features. But, as far as the album go, you know how that go, man.
Yeah.
Bro, why? that work, man, I told a couple of them, we had to bring up the whole breakdancing fiasco at the Olympics.
Olympics, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, look, I don't see color in a lot of times, but that lady had no goddamn business. Oh, they doing the bunny hop and all kind of shit, rolling around on people flow like that, talking about she was breakdancing. That's why they pulled the shit, man. It ain't coming back. 2028 breakdance is out. Y'all take that shit down the street.
Turbo, you and your broom.
You broom and that damn cardboard box you got spread on the damn floor. Get that shit and get out of here. You better B-boy stance your ass right on out of here. Windmill your ass right on out of damn rope, man. Pop lock your ass right on up out of here. That shit was one and done because of that damn lady, man. One and done, bro.
Yeah.
Breakdancer will not be back in 2028 in Los Angeles.
They went too far anyway, man. I don't even know why. I don't know why I did bring that shit.
I'm telling you what's gone. If they gonna do that, they might as well go ahead and bring out Spades and fucking Dominoes. And I'm in, bro. Spades turning me in, bro. Roll call!
Yeah. I don't know who idea that was though.
This is my thoughts on that. They rolled that thing out too fast. They should have had a junior championship type thing and build it up to see what it was gonna look like. Like a little junior championship, like they do FIBA and all, like they do world, they do track. Mm-hmm. They just don't go straight to the Olympics. You got to win some shit to get there.
Mm-hmm.
They would have known that lady was capping.
Yeah.
Ray Gun? That's her name was Ray Gun, right? Yeah, her name was Ray Gun. Right? Wasn't it Ray Gun or Shogun or some shit like that? She got out there, man, and she did the, you know how you spin on your head?
Yeah.
She put her head on the floor and started hopping around in a circle, boy. I like to die, boy. That shit like. And then they put that Peter Griffin music to it, boy. I was on the floor, boy. I was, oh my. I sent it to you, I think. I said that Peter Griffin to it. That shit was hilarious, boy.
Yeah. Man.
That shit was, bro.
Did they even have an American in the event? I don't even know.
See, I think this too was another misjudgment by.
Yeah.
I think they wanted to be more cultural.
Yeah.
Diversity in that. Mm-hmm. And that shit went left because niggas ain't breakdancing no more. That shit went over to China. Them guys took that shit and they took it and They took it over there with them, and that's it. You don't go to no city out here. You see motherfucker breakdancing on the corner. Right. All that pee and shit y'all got done. Right. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't doing that no more, man. We're not doing that anymore.
Damn.
When the last time you been in somebody's house and they kid breakdance for everybody in the flow? Yourself, you know what I'm trying to say?
I think last time I saw somebody breakdance was shit on Aspire TV.
If you see, you see a motherfucker breakdancing, nah, he on some good shit. Better somebody down on the floor trying to win me a rat. Now you look at him up. You know how you be looking in the face?
Yeah.
If someone say, hey man, I got something for you, young blood. Yeah. Bust out of there. Bust out and start windmilling on the damn ground, man. Man, you get your dumb ass up, man.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, they didn't stop that shit, though. That's over.
They killed that damn breakdancing shit, man. That shit was hilarious, man.
Word.
No black people ain't even placing that shit, bro. No black people pay. And you do, and break, you doing the same moves.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, but why didn't bring the Jabberwockies out there and let them handle that? Jabberwockies would have handled all that. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you got the NBA players playing. Now, that was some good games, too. Mm-hmm. Shout out to USA team for breaking the metal home, man. Because that was definitely some good basketball.
It was looking shaky here and there.
But, you know, that's good, though, because that just shows you the level of talent in these other countries are getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to see 40 and 50 point blowouts every time? Mm-hmm. I don't. I want to see a competitive game.
Yeah.
It was cool when Jordan did it. It was cool, but they were playing plumbers and damn motherfucking brick masons. They weren't playing. These guys, half them guys in over there playing.
Yeah.
It's either in the NBA or playing professionally.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, the level of talent ain't comparable.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit. What it was not. What they say, I saw something where it had like when the Dream Team played, they had 9 players in the whole Olympics that played outside of the NBA. I mean, outside of the USA team that played NBA ball. That was like 75 of them motherfuckers this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And half of them gonna go right back to the league when they leave their country.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that Canada team. Their whole starting five was NBA players.
Right. They do play?
Who?
Luka, did Luka play?
No, Luka them got put out. They didn't even make the damn, didn't even place.
Oh, damn.
Nah, they didn't even place.
I know I ain't seen that nigga the whole time.
They didn't even place to make it to the damn qualifying round.
Yeah.
You ain't heard about Giannis and me. They got put out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. What you call, Simone Biles did her thing.
Yeah, she did her thing, man. She did her thing, track and field. You know, Shakira didn't win the one I thought she was gonna win, but they did bring home some gold. So
yeah,
and the way she was running past, looking at them folk, that shit was funny too.
What your boy? That shit was funny. What your boy Noah Lyles?
Oh man, he a sucker, man.
Nigga said he had COVID.
I got COVID 2 days later, boy. So not like us, bro. That was a crip walking out of that motherfucker. thing is on that is, and we was talking about this at work too. I said if he would have won,
he'd
have never heard about that COVID shit.
Oh, right.
The way he was hopping around and jumping around before the race started, you saw that? Anybody seen that? How he was jumping around acting a fool?
Mm-hmm.
You like somebody had COVID to you?
No. I had COVID the same week that nigga had it.
Was you gonna run a fucking 200? No, hell no. So I ain't trying to hear that COVID shit.
Yeah.
That was an excuse for losing. I'm just gonna call it like I see it. That nigga he would have won gold. You'd have never heard shit about no COVID.
Just call it with how you see
it. I'm calling how I see it. You lost. Now you got COVID. You falling all out. You got a wheelchair. They got a wheelchair. You out the damn building and shit.
They had a wheelchair.
They had a wheelchair. The mother all in the wheelchair. Head bobbing and shit.
Oh, that nigga did a Paul Pierce. Oh,
motherfucker hit a Pierce on him, bro.
Nigga did Paul Pierce.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And then next thing you know, he had
rolling around on the ground and shit.
He been on Paris streets outside.
It wasn't 24 hours later, it's gone. That motherfucker was bopping, bro. Y'all was out on the streets in the middle of the dance floor.
That Palaxavir real, though, bro.
I ain't give a damn. You still contagious. You ain't got no business out in the damn streets.
Yeah.
You ain't if you could dance like that, your ass should have won that race. Cause he would all night.
Yeah.
You could pull that fuck off the floor, bro.
Damn.
He was dancing all night, man. He looked like he had COVID. Nah, he ain't like coughed not COVID. One time that motherfucker when he was like
he had COVID to me.
He ain't had no damn COVID. Yeah. Lying motherfucker.
But shit, man.
Liar.
Damn, went over a lot today. A lot. Guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up, man. Get started with our scumbag tip of the week.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, shoot, man. So much so much going on out here, man. Just you know, man. But I guess my scumbag tip of the week is, you know, read up on, you know, what's coming on. Like, we got 2 months out from the shit hitting the fan, you know. Like I say, we try not to be political, but we can't help it, y'all. Like, this is a big season. You know, read up on your things and don't let that shit fool you now. Mm. Trump crowd ain't bigger than Martin Luther King's. Yeah. No way, no how. Right. Leave Martin Luther King out your mouth, man. Leave him. and pay Isaac Hayes' family his money because they done told your ass by playing that damn song too. They sick of your ass too. So you got another lawsuit on your ass. So that lawsuit number 956. So Isaac Hayes people want their money.
Yeah.
And see, they gave you 5 o'clock yesterday to quit.
Yeah.
He ain't quit. You saw it? You ain't seen it.
Yeah.
Isaac Hayes' family said they ain't having that shit either.
No more.
So scumbag tip of the week is like I say, y'all, just read up on this stuff, man. Get educated and make your best judgment on November the 5th, man.
Word, man. My scumbag tip of the week, man, goes to Marcus Jordan, man. Quit embarrassing your daddy, man.
Embarrassing yourself.
Keep your drawers in your pocket. Save it till you get to your room, man. You go down.
Whole suite.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, sorry. Right. Oh, sweet. He come outside. That's what everybody do. Right. That fucker had a big ass damn. He had a big ass block of cocaine on the damn.
Yeah, man.
That fucker had a big ass piece of baking soda on the front of that goddamn thing, man.
So, man, just keep your drawers in your pocket, man. Quit embarrassing yourself out here. Yeah. Look bad at him, Slime. They don't know how they can fire you, Slime.
Well, you won't find me at that continental breakfast. I'm damn lying. But yeah, if you're looking for me, you can find me at KStucky76. That's KStucky76 on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Y'all know where I'm at.
Word, man. Shout out to Shawnee. Y'all can find her on the Scumbag page and
everywhere
else. You also can find me at 40 Farms on Twitter, Instagram. You also can find the Scumbag Lounge on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to get your Scumbag News with us every Wednesday, all podcast platform, and give us a like, share, follow that 5-star rating. And on Scumbag, it's catch Scumbag Lounge with Dollar Radio on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And the Scumbags are out.